All right. Yeah, it's the boss. And I figured I might as well just do my signature song for you so you can get used to it, because you're going to hear it a lot.
Gravity and your land outside the wall. Here's the sun, there's the moon, you know, stars having on the fall. One, two, hot together. Don't you think they stand to fail? To destroy the minds of evil and call the game romance. Love and joy. Love and joy. Love and joy. Love and joy.
Love and joy.
Love and joy. Love and joy.
Your future is before you, your past is yesterday.
So give up for tomorrow and do that thing today.
Love and joy.
Love and joy. Love and joy. Love and joy.
Love and joy.
Love and joy.
Love and joy.
Love and joy. Love and joy.
Love and joy.
Love and joy. Love and joy.
Love and joy. Love and joy.
Love and joy. Now all it needs is you.
All it needs is you.
Up on yonder hill. All I have is a one-room shack way down on Hippie Hill. And Martin Luther King said, we shall overcome. But to have to have it together before it will be done.
Love and joy.
Right, all it needs is you. That's what we're looking for. We're looking for you. This is Mission Possible. Yes, I am the boss, and it is time to get down. You know it's 7 o'clock here on the Big Island. It's into the new day on the East Coast and just settling into the nighttime. It's 9 o'clock somewhere over there in the beloved city by the bay. Yeah, we're talking about true understanding here, folks. We are talking about love and joy. We are talking about learning how to destroy evil, how to distance yourself from stupid. That's right, and all it needs is for you to just come on over.
All it needs is you.
Yeah, you know it. That's right. And the boss is asking you, yes, please, let's all just distance ourselves from stupid. And you know stupid when you see stupid. Oh, my goodness. As I speak to you, yea, I say to you that, yes, gold, oh, my goodness, you can see the indicators of true value. If you look in the Bible, gold is mentioned many, many times in the highest favor, in the highest channels, in the highest parts of divinity. Gold stands for value. Yes, I say to you now, boss has been telling you, I started telling you when it was like around 585, it was teetering around 550. I kept telling you, take those devalued dollars and stick them somewhere. Oh, my goodness. Buy something of value. This is your opportunity. Yes, which is it do you want? Confusion and misery or peace and happiness? If you had a choice, which would you pick? A false understanding of the now or the true understanding of the hereafter? And if you had a choice, would you want to be a part of those who are going to hasten hasten the work? Oh, yes, it is time to wake up, and it is time to hasten the glad tidings. Oh, the good news that material man is soon going to dematerialize. Oh, right before your very eyes. Oh, yes. And you know, people say this. Oh, boss, you starting to, you done gave up on Watergate. You done gave up on Iran Gate. You done gave up on all the gates. I says, I am standing at the pearly gates. I am standing in the kingdom of heaven. So there's no reason for me to be turning the telescope back on the time except to give you a little insight, which is on Tuesday, here on BBSRadio.com. But right now it's Mission Possible. You know, I thought it'd be kind of interesting because I'm in the mood, you know, because I should just, well, you just tell me what to do, and I will do it. I will say it. And tonight the buzzword is humility. Oh, my goodness. As Americans, this is a word that we are all going to have to learn and to earn and to practice humility. And in order to do that, I'll take you to St. Matthew. Oh, yay, I say. St. Matt, 18. Oh, yes, number nine. They want revolution. Well, you know, open up the book. You know, if you look in the past, you can see how humility is a lesson that is used over and over and over again in the Old Testament. And, of course, they bring that forth in the New Testament. And Christ teaches humility. Oh, ho, 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 the light does. Oh, the man was definitely into teaching it. So I thought that perhaps for those of you who may not have a Bible near, he also taught that we should beware of scandal. Oh, my goodness. Don't look too close at that Oval Office. Oh, no, 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 scandal written all over it. Oh, my goodness. And this is the time more than ever, folks. Oh, the boss is going to tell you, this is the occasion where it's your opportunity to distance yourself and say no to sin. Let's all pretend that we are in the so-called garden right now, and the servant coming down, and he's saying, what you want? Life, knowledge, good and evil. Which you want? You can eat. Remember, God said you can eat all of this tree over here. This is the life tree. But this tree over here looks pretty good. And you know it must be good if God say he don't want you touching it. Oh, good and evil. If you look at all of the opportunities in the industrial age, and even as you get into the Renaissance and all the other ages that have come before us, man has always come down to this idea of choosing between good and evil. It's been in our stories of heroes and villains, and we have these myths and mythologies of this whole idea of deciding to do good or to do bad. And either one of them is choice. You can get good at either one. You can see that as you look, and you can see people get real good at evil. And I just know that when it's all over, if we don't lose our Godhead, we're going to remember what an ideal community looks like. And the ideal community don't have no stupid in it. The ideal community don't have no evil in it. In other words, the ideal community is a happy, untroubled, and is untroubled by conflicts. Now, and definitely ain't got no doubt, all right? So if these are the things that you're looking for. If you're looking for a community to commune with, then you want to be with a community that is ideal, is looking for the ideal. And the only way that one can look for the ideal is to begin to look towards the divinity and that which is the ultimate good, see? So there's this whole course that you have to take in order to understand this communication, this divine communication. And this is what stupid, Satan, whatever you want to call them, evil, synthetics, whatever you want to call it, science gone mad, bereft of spirituality, governments bereft of spirituality, as calling upon God only in disaster, let us pray for 3 seconds kind of stuff. This is all going away, folks. These are the former things that are going to go away. And so when they go away, when you find out that they are not the ideal, that they are lower forms, that is not evolution, there's no revolution in thought and spirituality, and there's no soul in any of that. That's all the body. That's the body being controlled by an out-of-the-run mind, one that is running amok. That's an interesting word. But if you go to St. Matt's chapter 18, and you look there, it is a lesson where it talks about being aware of scandal and have an opportunity to say no to sin and to denounce to the church the incorrigible sinners. In other words, now's the time for all you good Christians to start telling on each other. You see what I'm saying? It's like if you want to purify and you want to bring everybody to Jesus, it's time to get right yourself. So as we all are trying to decimate and destroy other countries and steal their resources and doing all of this, ask yourself, where's God in that? Where's Abraham in that? Where's Jesus or Yeshua in that? Where is any of that? Where is it? Well, it definitely is the kingdom of heaven. And so therefore, if it is not the kingdom of heaven, then you should eschew it. And you will know heaven. If you are a child of God, you will know heaven. And heaven is a great place to be. Heaven is a great place to practice being, you see. This is what's important, to act as if, and it will soon be a reality. These are the opportunities as we begin to atone and tune into the Creator, in tune with the infinite. These are the great sayings of life. These are the things. And when you get to Matthew 18, you get lots of wisdom. Oh, yes. And he also promises those people who kind of, you know, will follow his way a great mighty power. And I'm starting to see this power being manifest not only in my own life but in other people's lives as they begin to call upon the divine, you see. And they are able to pray humbly for others. And in return, praying for others, they receive benefits. Isn't this a wonderful thing? This is the wonderful thing that we are all going to get in touch with, you see. There's no time like the present to get in touch with your divinity, you see. Because there is this little axiom that says, oh my goodness, you mean if we say no to stupid, if we begin to rely on ourselves as the divine, there's a possibility that we could live forever? Uh-oh. Now look around, folks. Look around. Look around in your personal space. Look around in your family. Look around in your dealings, in your workspace. Could you endure in this situation where you are in your little bubble? Can you endure a hereafter of deciding that that is where you want to be? On the 95th floor, in a cubicle with no door, typing or taking notes or pushing paper, being a part of the red tape again, no security, no social life, no dreaming, just every day doing the master of this here Saha world. Or you in your cubicle with no door planning your escape. Now, where are you going to go? The boss is laughing at you right now because you have to answer these questions. And if you haven't answered these questions, you better hurry up. Because it tickles me to life to have to say these things to you to pop your lock so that you understand. Don't go for the okie doke. Start to reason. Start to distance yourself from evil, and you will know evil when you see evil. And evil gonna dress itself up. Oh, evil got all kinds of looks now. You know, stupid got all kinds of ways of being, and all kinds of ways. But I say, take a look. You know, take a look around in your own family, in your community. Does it reflect the kingdom of heaven in your idea of what heaven is? Nah. And if it don't, get busy. I say get busy. Get busy. Yes. For the good graces of the Most High invites you to this challenge and enjoins you to join us in our struggle, in our victory over stupid. Now, I have to say this because there's a lot of stupid going on. And part of that stupid is the printing of money. Now, folks, I know you know, and I know you know I know. And I've been telling you ever since June of 2007, there's something funny. I have to keep going back to this, you know, because when I get to reading this here, Matthew 18, you're going to be set up to understand what I'm trying to say. And that is that There is nothing that you can do. There is nothing on earth that we can do that cannot be forgiven by God. Isn't that beautiful? And so, therefore, if we were made in the image of God, and I'm not talking about looking like him directly, that'd be scary. Ooh, ooh, too scary for me if I looked like God. Oh, anyhow, what I'm saying is that we're looking at here is the image is equal to the soul, to that part which is the animated torch of the being. Once the breath was put into us, it was kindled with a spirit, with a fire, with a spark, with a regenerating pilot light. Yeah, I'm making it up as I go along, but don't it sound good, folks? Yeah. To those of you who are listening with the archives, yeah, you're very fortunate. But the simple reason is that BBSradio.com does not lose data. And so, therefore, everything that I am saying will be available for you, for those of you who believe that I speak too fast, or that you don't know what I'm talking about. So instead of me talking to you, I'm going to read my delicious St. Matt. Oh, yes, to the mat, pin, 1, 2, 3, uncle, yeah, anything but psalm, have a little salam, have a little peace in your life, yes. At that hour, the disciples came to Jesus, say, who thinkest thou is the greater in the kingdom of heaven, And Yeshua, calling unto him a little child, sat here in the midst of them, and said, Amen, I say to you, unless you be converted and become as little children, you shall not enter into the kingdom of heaven. Whosoever there shall humble himself as this little child, he is the greater in the kingdom of heaven. And he that shall receive one such little child in my name receiveth me. But he that shall scandalize one of these little ones that believe in me, it were better for him that a millstone should be hanged about his neck and that he should be drowned in the depth of the sea. Woe to the world because of the scandals, for it must need be that scandals come, but nevertheless woe to that man by whom the scandal cometh. And if thy hand or thy foot scandalize thee, cut it off and cast it from thee, it is better for thee to go into life maimed or lame than having two hands or two feet to be cast into the everlasting fire. And if thy eye scandalize thee, pluck it out and cast it from thee. It is better for thee having one eye to enter into the life than having two eyes to be cast into hell fire. See that you despise not one of these little ones, for I say to you that their angels in heaven always see the face of my Father who is in heaven. For the Son of Man is come to save that which was lost. What think you, if man have 100 sheep and one of them should go astray, doth he not leave the 99 in the mountains and go to seek that which is gone astray? And if it so be that he find it, amen, I say to you, he rejoiceth more for that than for the 99 that went not astray. Even so, it is not the will of your Father who is in heaven that one of these little ones should perish. But if thy brother shall offend against thee, go and rebuke him between thee and him alone. If he shall hear thee, thou shalt gain thy brother. And if he will not hear thee, take with thee one or two more, that in the mouth of two or three witnesses every word may stand. And if he will not hear them, tell the church. And if he will not hear the church, let him be to thee as a heathen and a publican. Amen, I say to you, whatsoever you shall bind on earth shall be bound also in heaven, and whatsoever you shall loose upon earth shall be loosed also in heaven. Again, I say to you that if two of you shall consent upon earth concerning anything whatsoever they shall ask, it shall be done to them by my Father who is in heaven. For where there are two or more or three gathered together in my name, there am I in the midst of them. Then came Peter unto him and said, Lord, how often shall my brother offend against me, and I forgive him? Till seven times? Jesus saith to him, I say not to thee till seven times, but 70 times 7 times. Therefore is the kingdom of heaven likened to a king who would take an account of his servants. And when he had begun to take the account, one was brought to him that owed him 10,000 talents. And as he had not wherewith to pay it, his lord commanded that he should be sold, and his wife and children, and all that he had, and payment to be made. But that servant, falling down, besought him, saying, Have patience with me, and I will pay thee all. And the lord of that servant, being moved with pity, let him go and forgive him that debt. But when that servant was gone out, he found one of his fellow servants that owed him 100 pence. And laying hold of him, he throttled him, saying, Pay what thou owest. And his fellow servant, falling down, besought him, saying, Have patience with me, and I will pay thee all. And he would not, but went and cast him into prison till he paid the debt. Now his fellow servants, seeing what was done, were very much grieved, and they came and told their lord all that was done. Then his lord called him and said to him, Thou wicked servant, I forgave thee all that debt, because thou besought me. Shouldst not thou then have had compassion also on thy fellow servant, even as I have compassion on thee? And his lord, being angry, delivered him into the tortures until he paid all the debt. So also shall my heavenly Father do to you, if you forgive not every one his brother from your heart. Okay? So, now you know why they say the mission is possible. Ooh, how about that? We are talking about lofty heights. You can see why the world is going mashugana. You can see why everybody is crazy. There's no unifying thought of the divinity running through the veins of those who are in part. And you know what I have to do. The boss has to remind you of the understanding. We, the unwilling, who have been led by the unqualified, have been doing the unbelievable for so long with so little. We now attempt to do the impossible with nothing. Uh-huh. That's right. We are going to do the impossible with nothing. I hope that you enjoyed that Matthew 18, because there's a lot of wisdom in that, because that's exactly what we're going to have to do. Here we go. We all going to have to forgive. Man, can you imagine what the world would be like if people were able to forgive each other? Now, that don't mean you got to climb in the bed with them and get all cozy and cozy. It means just that you can forgive them and send them on their way, hoping that they will do which is what's necessary, which is to eschew evil and to not transgress against other fellow human beings. I mean, when you really look at it, Abel and Cain and all of that, what was that all about anyhow? God was trying to teach us that murder and killing is a crime against man, and it's a crime against the community as well. It is all connected, and this is why the killing got to stop. This here state-sanctioned killing, this religious killing, and all other kinds of killings, and thrill killings, and every kind of killing, it all got to stop, folks. You know it. In order for the glorious rays of light to shine upon us, we have got to make some changes. Oh, yes. And the face that we show the world, oh, my goodness, it has to be one that is of a just God. Not one that's of a partial God. Oh, no, Protestant brothers. And I say to you, it is time for us all to be able to wake up every morning and say out in our lips before we even take one step, is to praise God. That's right. And this is an order. And it's to recognize that God is the cherisher and sustainer of the world, and that we are its humble servants, and that we are here to till this earth, that we are here to take care of it, to steward it, to take care of it, not to destroy it. And the best among you are those who can grasp this idea and run with it and begin to work with it. And this is why we have this opportunity that's coming up. Dr. Len and I are putting together this with a whole bunch of other people, and the list is growing as people are beginning. Dr. Len's getting ready to leave and go and make some more connections out there in the world, and I guess he might have a moment for us. He's busy just typing away. He's got so much going on, but I think he'll take five for his beloved mission of the live H2O, just like the Raw Spirit Fest. Yeah, he's eating right now, but we'll let him swallow his food, and then we'll put him on the hot seat to see what's going on. And also, I think, give him a chance to be talking just a little bit about his beloved Knights Templar Hospitallers and where it's all at. It's coming up in Houston. No? You going to talk about that in Houston? Yeah? So that people know where you are? Because he is coming to the Houston area. We're coming into the halfway. It's 727, and I am your aeroplane. I am so plain. Oh, yes. Sometimes I feel like a nut, though. Oh, anyhow, I'm just kidding with you. I'm telling you, folks, this is a great time to be alive, but this is the time to apply the magic in our lives, and that's what it's all about, the magic. You know, even the Nazis were looking for miracles. They believed in astrology. They were following the cards. They were doing it all. They were seeing that they, too, had the blessings. They had interpreted, and I have the blessings, and you have the blessings, so it's all good. As we look at the world population, we see that there are some things going on in the world that I'm getting across my desk that have to do with genocide and a lot of other things, that there's some ethno-specific bacteria and things that are going around. And I know what we got going on now. We've got Dr. Len on the phone. You there, Dr. Len?
Reverend Roxy, hi. What a wonderful Sunday night mission possible.
Oh, yeah, we're just kicking that Matthew 18 around there. You know, there's lots of wisdom in that Bible. You know, you've been kicking that Old Testament around. We've been in Genesis. I thought I'd skip around and see what the results was with the Savior there getting all the information.
Oh, yeah, we've been having some wonderful revelation from Bible study in the last couple of weeks, haven't we?
Yes. Well, anyhow, I know you're going to be leaving the island, and I thought maybe you'd want to give us a little update about where you're going to be and what's going on, and give us a live update on the live H2O concert that is being planned.
Oh, okay. So, well, then just hold on for a second. Fill in for 30 seconds, and I'll get on to the schedule.
Sure, sure, yeah. Well, anyhow, you know, this is Mission Possible on The Boss, and we are on bbsradio.com. Yes, right. And if it's mainstream, you certainly ain't going to hear it here. But soon, this here BBS will be surfing the outskirts of mainstream. It's going to turn it inside out like a donut, huh, Dr. Len?
Yes, indeed.
All right, here we go. Here's Dr. Len. He's got the Take 5 for a live.
Oh, okay. Well, on Wednesday night, anybody listening from the L.A. area, I will be presenting the latest revelations that I have on the Love Code, the musical healing celebration material, the decryption of Leonardo da Vinci's Vitruvian Woolman in the book Love, the Real Da Vinci Code. Go online if you'd like to get some information. In fact, the whole book is still there as a free download for a limited amount of additional time. You can still get the entire book freely downloadable at www.lovetherealdavincicode.com. And I'll be at the Living Temple. Robin Jones has invited me back to address a group on Wednesday night. That's this coming Wednesday night. That's January 30th in Huntington Beach, California, at the Living Temple there. And it's 7561 Center Avenue in Huntington Beach. Let me give you a telephone number, anybody that wants to get tickets, which I think are $20 donation requested. And at the door, 25. So best to get it in advance. It's 714-891-5117. That's Robin Jones, Living Temple, Dr. Len Horowitz presenting Wednesday night, January 30th. And then the next day I fly to Houston. There is, for anyone listening that's engaged in natural healing, the World Organization for Natural Medicine Practitioners Congress is meeting in Houston, along with a special gathering of the Knights Hospitaller. That's the Sovereign Orthodox Order of the Knights Hospitaller of St. John of Jerusalem. If you know the word hospital, the word stems from the Knights Hospitaller. They were a group of knights that predates the Knights Templar, et cetera, et cetera. And yes, they were affiliated at one time with the Catholic Church. There has been a lot of political moving and shaking, as you can imagine, throughout the years. The history of the Knights have been turbulent, to say the least. But the group has been gathering strength again in recent years to literally combat the military, medical, petrochemical, pharmaceutical cartel. So they honored me because of my work in exposing the vaccine issues, the genocide that's ongoing under the guise of public health, injecting our children with mercury and aluminum and foreign, oh, everything from bacteria, viral, fungal, yeast, proteins, and genetic materials to the toxic metals, mercury, aluminum, and chemicals, formaldehyde and formalin, literally causing everybody to get sick and immune depleted so that they can more easily get sick. And, of course, who makes the money from getting sick? Well, the pharmaceutical industrialists and the medical deities, and this is one of the issues that the Knights Hospitaller have been recently addressing. That's a famous group worldwide in that, if you remember, the Geneva Convention is an accord that treats prisoners of war humanely and provides medical care. The whole section dealing with the hospitalization and the provision of health care services to the injured during war, irregardless of whose side that they're on, was put in the Geneva Accord by the Knights. So, anyway, it's an interesting group, and you may want to participate. The event is in Houston at the Wyndham Greens Point Hotel. That's going to be starting on the 1st, 2nd, and 3rd, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, the 1st, 2nd, and 3rd coming up of this new month. And the person to contact at the Academy of Integrative Medicine is Tracy Mahan. She is organizing the event. The Academy of Integrative Medicine is one of the co-sponsors of this World Organization for Natural Medicine Practitioners meeting. Her number is 480-830-3346. I'll give that again. 480-830-3346. And then I will be shortly thereafter returning to the Big Island, because the Big Island of Hawaii is literally where it's happening, folks. I can't give you the full lowdown. I certainly will soon, but I can direct you to liveh2o.org, www.liveh2o.org. That's the Concert for the Living Waters. And that is the concert that I have, you know, I'm not a betting kind of guy, but if I was a betting kind of guy and you were to bet me $10, I'd make you a bet that this concert for the Living Waters is what it is that we need for this planet to get it back into the Creator's good graces and to be reflective of the blessed divine reflection that we hold in ourselves through the Living Waters. And so that's part of the Bible study this last couple of weeks has been really getting into Genesis, looking at the Creator in the water, and the water, of course, being part of the triune God. In the beginning, at the same time the Creator became apparent to us in the Bible, the same time exactly was the water. And so there's a lot of evidence, and I'm going to be sharing much of this during not only the concert, but at the Living Temple this week, and in Houston this week. But you'll get a good background if you go to liveh2o.org on the concert. The concert date has been set. This is a pilot in experiment. This is an experiment in spiritual evolution, in bringing ourselves back in divine communion with our grand Creator, our source of sustenance and healing and longevity and prosperity. And so that this whole concept of having a concert singing the praises of the Creator to fulfill Revelation 14, 1 through about 10, if you, I'm sorry, 14, 1 through 6, where we sing a new song. It's actually Genesis. If you go Genesis 1 through 10, you'll realize the importance that water is engaged in the creative scene. And so the concert for the Living Waters is inspired by the divine calling for humanity to evolve spiritually, and that this information is new revelation. It's the modern gospel. It's great news. It's awesome news, and I'm humbled to be sharing it with you, honestly. It is totally amazing what the Creator has been blessing us with. So go online to www.live2o.org and begin to read thoroughly all the pages, click on all the links, read all about it, and it is the most exciting and the most blessed event in Earth's history that you're invited to participate in. There will be concerts not only in 9 cities around the world next to large bodies of water, but there will be an online temple that we will be singing together on, and we will be engaging at least 144,000 voices over the internet and directing those voices and the toning of love, the 528 hertz frequency, which is the core creative frequency of nature, of the universe. It is love. It is the center of your heart chakra, your heart energy center. And the vibration, the frequency, resonance, vibration of it in hertz, that cycles per second, is 528. So we're going to be toning and singing and chanting and performing in 528 in love. And so that's going to all go in through cyberspace, through the concerts into the waters, and from the online temple into the waters. In Hawaii here, we will, on the Big Island of Hawaii, and I was convinced of this need during the last couple of weeks from all of the revelation we've received. The Big Island of Hawaii is very, very important in this concert and in this whole process of restoration for the planet. And so I will be coming back to the Big Island. The date is summer solstice 2009. That's June 19th through the 21st, 2009, we will host the concert for the Living Waters, or Live H2O, Live Water Concert. And so this is, we're planning to come back to the Big Island. There is tentative discussions currently with New York authorities at the Niagara Falls State Park. Concert organizers are currently engaged in discussions as to whether the park would be available for the East Coast concert, and that's a great site for the concert because that's the site where Nikola Tesla experimented in the first electricity, or the first energy in America was associated with Niagara Falls. So it would be appropriate to have a concert there, and likewise here on the Big Island of Hawaii for reasons I will not share tonight. But we will get into, and I'm working currently on a monograph. That's a lengthy paper that explains why it is that the Big Island is so important.
Yes, it is very important. This here, South Pacific, it is and has a real connection to Jerusalem and to all the work and spiritual work that's going on. That was Dr. Lynn Horowitz. You know my main Kazane on Tuesday evening, Inside Hour. You know the time and the same bat channel. Uh-huh. You know what it is. It's Mission Possible. I am getting ready to tell you that a lot of what we're doing, it seems like we are so, you know, it's like, one moment we're talking about politics, the next moment we're talking about spirituality, but that's just the kind of world we're living in now. And isn't it wonderful, because it gets us to our talking and thinking about that which has been in front of us all the time. Reverend Moxie says all the time that the scriptures are a great source of inspiration, but they are also innovation. There are answers to a lot of our serious problems. It's that the Creator's language is math. And see, this is why we have to begin to look not just important about understanding the numbers from an ad and point of view, but how they relate to the word themselves as we created everything, as everything is created. And so as we go back, as the historians go back, they utilize sacred writings and ancient writings that are compared to other writings that are of the sameness and this and this, and they go to all this trouble to make sure that their translations are correct. And I have read many Bibles, And the only thing I know that is true about every Bible that I ever read is that they all start out with N. Uh-huh. They all start out with N. In the what? In the beginning. From there, they digress into interpretation about that beginning. Some put the definite article in front of the earth and heaven, or the heaven and the earth. Others don't put it. Some say made, some say created. So these words, some say that the Spirit moved over the waters, and some say that it hovered over the water. Now, when you use the word hovered as opposed to move, then you've got yourself an idea about what it might be that God be doing as he's moving or hovering across the water. As we begin to look at it, go get in your bathtub or go get in a body of water and blow a bubble. Take a lot of tea. Keep breathing it up until you got a lot of CO2 in your lung, and then blow out, and then see the bubble. How long does the bubble last? And does the bubble look like? It looks like a dome, doesn't it? Look like a dome. You, in your own way, have an idea of the creation. And once you get over the idea of creation,